the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
For station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You are listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
The Wisconsin Badgers off to their best start since the 1999-2000 season when they were 10-1 to start the year. Badgers trying to get to 9-1 and win six in a row for the first time since December of 2013 when they won the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Here's a team that had struggled mightily against Michigan in Big Ten play since the conference began 11 years ago, going 13-26-6. But a win last night over the Wolverines vaulted their record at home against the Maize and Blue to 10-9-2. So we're set to get underway. Wisconsin home white, Cardinal trim, Wisconsin diagonal down the chest, blue, navy blue uniform for Michigan with the Maize numerals and trim and the winged helmets. And we're set to go and underway here in Madison, Wisconsin and Michigan. Wolverines will attack the goal to our right. Gavin Brindley, he's an outstanding centerman from Michigan. Threw it to the left wing, dumped in by Dylan Duke. He got planted to the ice. Long range shot in on McClellan. He was able to make the stop. Brindley in front of the net, trying to dig it free. Got knocked down. Slot pass, McGroarty. Shot blocked in front by Lodge and gathered in by Wisconsin Simon Tassie. He leans his shoulder into McGroarty and able to pitch the puck out to center. No score, 30 seconds in. Wisconsin ranked fifth, Michigan ranked fourth. Here's Brindley, long-range shot as he gained the line. Lodge in his way, blocked it again. Back-to-back block shots for the Badgers junior defenseman, Daniel Lodge. Fitzgerald remains out there, Finley and Tassie as well. Michigan in the offensive zone to our right. McClellan directing traffic.
Scrum.
It's Frank Naser in the left circle. Four Badgers, three Badgers, two Wolverines. Puck below the goal line. Eventually it squirts out to center. Both teams will change here. And Michigan on the attack again. Long range shot by Josh Ernesty was steered aside by McClellan to the far wall. Out to center. Badgers can't pick it up. Ernesty's got it again. He'll lob it deep into the Michigan zone. Wolverines have controlled the first 90 seconds here in Madison.
Yeah, there's been a lot of offensive time for the Wolverines.
Top line out for Wisconsin, David Cilia, centering Cruz Lucius and Matthew D. St. Foul. Those three were rather quiet last night, although Lucius, huge power play goal late in the second to cut a two-goal deficit to one. Pass to the cutting, Nick Moldenauer in the slot, couldn't knock down the pass in midair. Naser, not bumped by D. St. Foul, pass off to Philip LaPointe, and then Michigan turned it over, needs to touch up, and Wisconsin has possession. Bruce Lucius sidesteps a man, hands off to Joe Palatichuk. Freshman defenseman gains the line, looked back at the blue line as he slid down the half wall left and now spins it left corner to right. DeSaint Fallon on a forecheck, taken there by Luca Fantilli. Did not play last night, a healthy scratch for Michigan. The older brother of Adam Fantilli, last year's Hobie Baker Award winner. Badgers turn it over. They force a turnover, that is. Whitelaw lost it. Brady Cleveland's got it. Waddles his way down to the left goal line, try to put it towards the front of the net off a stick. Here's Owen Mellenbacher centering the third line tonight in place of Charlie Stramel with William Whitelaw and Carson Bantle on his flanks. Puck out to neutral ice, taken by Mellenbacher. He spins it ahead left side. Whitelaw peels back and looks. Open man slot. Pass too hot to handle for Tyson Jugnoff, the left-handed defenseman, and out to center it comes again. No score. 2.5 minutes have ticked off the clock here at the Kohl Center, and now the Badgers have iced the puck. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond.
I think I'm going to like this line. For whatever reason, Mellenbacher, Bantle, and Whitelaw, good speed, good hands on the outside, toughness right up the middle. Good chemistry, I think.
Mellenbacher's seventh-round draft choice of the Detroit Red Wings a couple of years ago. Loses the draw to Gavin Brindley. McGroarty had it high slot, elected not to shoot. Threw it to the left-wing wall. Michigan. Casey pinched down right side and tried to feed it in front, but Bantle got in the way. It ricocheted off a shin pad and all the way back into the Michigan zone. Badgers sent out their fourth line. Very effective last night. Owen Lindmark potted a pair. Jack Horbach right wing. Tyson Dick left wing. Both had two assists. Here's a bouncing shot by Brindley right wing. Easy stick save for McClellan. Puck came free through center ice. Hustling it down is Dick. Lindmark plants himself in front of the net. He tries to pass it to him. Gets it to him. Turnaround shot denied by Barcheski. Oh, and Lindmark with a pinpoint shot. Best chance so far early on here at the Kohl Center.
Only chance.
Yeah. Anthony Kerr tried a headman to Lindmark late in his shift. It went off a skater, too. Michigan now possesses center ice. Nazer will sweep it down in. Back into the Wisconsin zone. It's Kerr around to the far side. Horbach able to dig it free. He'll pitch it ahead, intended for Dick. Cut off, though, by Michigan's defense. And now it's Shifsky, Garrett Shifsky. He had a goal and an assist last night. Did Shifsky from Andover, Minnesota. Puck squirts free to the right of McClellan. Reaching for it, Zach Schultz. Freshman defenseman got in the way of the Michigan forward. And the Badgers heave it down to the offensive zone where Michigan goes to get it. Good hit by Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald on Marshall Warren, big left-handed defenseman. Warren now spins it back for the team captain, Jacob Truscott. Good hit by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald again on Truscott, but Michigan in transition. Ernesty looking low right, shot stick save made by McClellan. Four saves so far for Kyle McClellan. 4:14 into the first period. Ben Dexheimer, far wing wall. Tassi tied up, couldn't clear. Now it pops free. Findlay one-on-one, backpedaling. Holt, he moves to his left, shoots one low. Stick save, Barcheski, and it flies out of play. 15:31 left in the first. No score, Wisconsin and Michigan here in Madison in front of a very large crowd, largest we've seen here in a few years.
Can I do the color or like the guy who sang the national anthem?
The man that sang the national anthem has pipes that I have only dreamt about.
Put Johnny Cash to shame.
Wow. Wow. He
that was deep.
Baritone. Wasn't that
that
awesome?
Was deep.
Yep. Got Paul Brown sitting next to us, too. He was jealous as well.
Impressed, yes.
Badgers lose the offensive zone faceoff. Here's Seamus Casey, very dangerous defenseman, but he threw it away at center. Cilia took it. Now a stop of fans at a pass deep in his zone. Recovers in the corner. Got it off to Keenan Draper, who flubbed the puck, but then eventually passed off to Tyler Duke, and he heaves it deep, but he iced the puck, hadn't gained the red line, and he was forced into icing it because Cruz Lucius stepped up at the red line, Ian, and forced him into that play.
I was surprised that he didn't just take the extra step. It's not like he didn't have two or three steps left to go. Maybe he was just intimidated or scared of the
hulking Cruz Lucius?
Yes.
Yeah. Cruz at 6 feet, 178. Actually, the linesman, Jonathan Morrison, claiming he made a mistake that Tyler Duke should not have been called for icing.
Ooh.
So they dropped it at center ice. And then Warren just dropped Carson Bantle at the Michigan blue line, and the Wolverines have possession. Up the left wing wall, here comes Dylan Duke, little left-hander, crossed the line, and he drew his line mates offside with a bit too much stick handling. 5:06 into the first period, no score. Two shots on goal for Wisconsin, four so far for Michigan.
Warren did a number on Bantle.
Yeah.
Put him on his backside, helmet kind of came off. But I noticed that as Bantle was back-checking, he was checking the number of the guy who hit him. So put that in the bank.
Yep. Lindmark out to take the faceoff. Owen not only scored two goals last night, led the team with six shots on goal. He won 11 of 16 faceoffs, and he wins this one, too. Puck deflected by Dick. They'll say no icing. Apparently, he did not get the blade of his stick on the headman pass from Daniel Lodge. Faceoff down in the Wisconsin zone.
Well, I saw it tipped, but I think it was on this side of the red line. That might be the only issue that I could see.
Tyson Dick, impressive last night. Sophomore from Abbotsford, British Columbia. Played as a freshman at University of Massachusetts. Had 5 goals and 9 points. And then elected to transfer here to Wisconsin. Very heady player. Mike Hastings talked about him in the pregame show. Just an intelligent hockey player. And may not have the greatest speed or skill set. But, boy, he gets the job done. He was an all-star in the British Columbia Hockey League a couple of years ago. And the Ottawa Senators liked him enough that they drafted him in the 7th round of the draft a couple of years back. Badgers flip the puck out of play. Faceoff again down to the Wisconsin zone. And out comes the top line for Brandon Nerado's club. Duke, Brindley, and McGroarty left to right. McGroarty leads the country with 16 points. Brindley second with 15. Brindley leads the NCAA with 9 goals so far. And then Dylan Duke with his 13 points. Not bad through 9 games. Brindley against Lindmark to the left of McClellan. Won by Michigan. Snapshot by McGroarty. Got through, and McClellan on top of his crease made the stop, and another faceoff to come.
As innocent as that may have appeared, by losing the draw, Lindmark gets a shot on net. They freeze it. Now all of a sudden, 3 fresh horses get to come out for the Badgers, at least on the offensive side of the puck. The front line will change. The defensive pair will stay.
Christian Fitzgerald to take the faceoff. He won 7 of 13 draws last night. 2 assists for Fitzgerald last evening against Michigan. Wins the faceoff to the corner, but Brindley got after it from the faceoff circle. Swept it around. He has it now left corner, looking backside. Stick handling, pressured by Anthony Kerr. Stays on him man-to-man. Brindley cuts to the high slot. Kerr tries to catch up. Brindley now outside the right circle. Excellent man-to-man defense by Anthony Kerr. Pushed him off the puck, and it's picked up by Finley. We've got a whistle, and they're going to call Kerr for hooking. Wow. He had one hand on his stick, and he'll get 2 minutes for a hooking at 5:40. Power play for Michigan. They are dangerous.
Yeah, they are, but I think Anthony Kerr might be the only defenseman who is quick enough to stay with the Michigan forward. And you're right. He chased him from behind the net, up the boards, across the blue line, and right at the blue line is where the infraction occurred.
Key to Wisconsin's win last night, one of them, only one penalty taken against the best, second-best power play in the country. Michigan 0-for-1 on its only man advantage last night. They get one early here like they did last night, unable to convert last night. We'll see if that happens again here this evening. Joe Palatichuk, good work in the near side corner, sweeps it around, popped free from Jack Horbach, run down by Rutger McGroarty. Backside right intended for T.J. Hughes, intercepted by Horbach, and he sweeps it all the way down. Badgers quickly change their 4 penalty killers.
Yeah, that was 35 seconds into the penalty kill, plus the defensive zone faceoff that they had before. Normally, Jack Horbach and his partner would have been down the ice on a 2-on-1 or a breakaway.
Yeah, only one shot on goal allowed in 2 minutes on the PK last night. Wisconsin, DeSaint Fowle with help from Brady Cleveland, had the puck, lost the puck. McGroarty walks in, and he rimmed it off the near side post, far side post, and out. McGroarty again, he just walked down the right circle, shot from outside the dot. That was blocked and ricocheted far side. And then Casey couldn't handle the puck at the blue line. Run down by Wisconsin, Cilia, 2-on-2 shorthanded. Cilia cuts slot, drop pass intended for DeSaint Fowle.
Yeah!
And then 2 Michigan players collide with help from DeSaint Fowle, and the puck loose, and Dylan Duke now has it. Oh, McGroarty had an excellent look. He beat McClellan, but he went right post, left post, and out.
I think Kyle would have liked to have been out about another 2 feet.
Here comes Michigan's Nazer across the line. Right-hander, slippery guy, threw it through the slot, intended for a stop. It was cutting down the middle all the way back into the Michigan zone. Hustling after it is Lindmark. He beat Truskett to the puck. Centering pass, Horbach was open, but it went off the stick of Moldenauer, and Michigan on the attack again. 24 seconds left in the man advantage. Nazer, nice catch left wing. Pitched it in front. Oh, I think McClellan got a piece of Moldenauer in tight, and it sails into the mesh. Oh, Kyle McClellan has stopped all 6 Michigan bids here in the first period. 18 seconds left, and the Wolverines power play still scoreless.
Well, as long as the red light didn't go on, I don't care how many posts it hits.
Face off to McClellan's left. Nazer to take the draw. And it looks like Fitzgerald will do the same. Now Mike Hastings talking with a referee, Jake Rakuki, about something. He's down off the bench to the dasher, but apparently was satisfied with the response he got from the referee. They'll drop the puck in the Wisconsin zone. Michigan's power play continues. They have possession. At the point, Truscott, Moldenauer, pressured by Palatichuk, shoulders him into the corner wall. Puck squirts free. They try to play it to the point. Instead, it's gathered in by Estapa. High slot. Far side now in Nazer. He fumbles it a bit, but back out to the point. Truscott, shot blocked. Oh, ricocheted. And McClellan had to stick out his left skate and made the stop. Kerr out of the box. Badgers kill off Michigan's power play.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
No score here in Madison. 12:09 left in the opening period. Badgers 5-4 winners in come-from-behind fashion last night, looking for another sweep to start Big Ten play 4-0. Nifty stick-handling move by Earnesy. Throws it to the point now. Casey immediately pressured by Finley, who bumps him out of the zone. Casey able to dump it in behind the net. Now Draper. Big fella protects with Jugnoff on him. He gets support from Fitzgerald, who took the puck away. Fitzgerald up the right wing. Stick handling and looking. Pass got behind the defenseman. Ooh. Finley had it, but he overskates it. Casey pulls it back. Ahead now he comes to Shifsky. His teammate Draper offside. Pitched into the far side. Michigan touches up, but the Badgers have the puck. 8.5 minutes into the scoreless first period. Fourth-ranked Michigan, fifth-ranked Wisconsin. Finley left wing, pestered by Casey. Carries it into the offensive zone. Tyler Duke feels two Badgers in his vicinity and release the puck quickly, and here comes Brindley. Backpedaling is Kerr. He's on him, stays on him. Brindley, half wall left, now finds a trailer. Warren shot one, didn't get through, ricocheted off the shin pad or two. Finley plays it near wall, flipped it ahead but not out. It picked up by Brindley, darts to his left, cut off by Zach Schultz. Good play by the freshman defenseman. They swing it around the perimeter. Warren, high slot, McGroarty, try to work a give and go with Warren, didn't connect. Finley now tries to rim it around and out, no luck. Warren again, half boards right. Down to the corner it goes, and Duke shovels it along to the far side, and Truscott out to meet him as William Whitelaw. Here's Warren, steps in, right dot, shot one into the gut of McClellan. No rebound to be had. No score here with 10:40 to go in the first period of this series finale between Wisconsin and Michigan.
Well, as high energy and as quick as everything seems to be going here in the first 9 minutes and 20 seconds, I would consider, if I had a descriptive term, it would be near misses are glorified here. Guys tipping them out in front, off the post. A lot of good things happening for both teams, but none of them resulting in goals.
McGroarty had the best chance and hit the near iron. Down to our right, face off to the left of McClellan. David Cilia to do the honors against freshman Tanner Rowe, former Omaha Lancer. Linesman down in his crouch and drops the puck, and the Badgers want it to the slot. De St. Fowl able to kick it out to neutral ice. Truscott takes it there, and then LaPointe sweeps it down in. Palatichuk cuts off the forward, Chase Pletsky, and didn't allow him to get to the biscuit. Comes out to neutral ice. Ben Dexheimer shoved away by the linesman who fell over one of the Wolverines. Still battling near wall, and Lucius comes out of there with it. Lucius zips a pass ahead, far side. De St. Fowl heaves it down to the offensive zone for Cilia. He goes shoulder to shoulder with Warren. Puck is underneath Warren, and he'll move it along for LaPointe. Pressured by De St. Fowl, LaPointe then threw it all the way down the ice. Will that be icing? Does it have enough speed? Yes, it does. Icing on Michigan. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation, with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
A rare offensive zone faceoff for Bucky.
And here's Owen Lindmark to take the draw. In the slot is Horbach, right wing Dick. Lindmark won it out to Jugnoff. Steps to the right half boards. Throws it out to Dick. Wide open. Steps in between the circle. Shoots it low. Save made by Barczewski. Lindmark was there sniffing for the rebound and lifted out of play by Warren. And a stoppage in play. And now Warren cross-checks Lindmark in the lower back. Lindmark then pops him in the chest. Cooler heads prevail. Timeout on the ice with nine. Or no. Nope. They brought out the crew to clean up the ice.
I don't understand.
Well, they lifted the puck out of play. So icing, and if you delay the game, so to speak, by lifting it out of the zone or out of play, they won't take that ice break. Michigan would be able to catch a breath. So they're going to drop the puck to the right of Jake Barczewski, former Janesville Jet of the North American Hockey League. Played 4 years at Canisius, three-time all-conference goaltender in the Atlantic Hockey Association. Lindmark against LaPointe. Owen battling for it. Comes free slot. One-time blast by Jugnov. Blocked down. Loose puck. Horbach with it. Oh, stopped by Barczewski. Horbach knocked down from behind. Penalty coming up on LaPointe, who lifts it to center. Whistle blows, and the Badgers will get a power play when we come back. 9:36 to go here in the opening period. Wisconsin and Michigan are scoreless. Do we have a stoppage in play for a timeout or not? We're going to find out here. The horn went off as if the Badgers had scored a goal. That was not the case. Let's just make sure before we take the break. Tripping on LaPointe at 10:24. So will there be a media timeout or not? I don't want to send it to break if we don't need to. Now the referees open their door. Yep, let's take a one-minute break or not. One-minute break.
No.
Wait a minute. What are we doing here, folks?
Referees are taking a break.
One-minute timeout. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Acuna's power play for the Badgers looking to get on the board first here tonight. Penalty to Philip LaPointe for tripping and a shot by Lucius left wing. It skipped past Barczewski, may have grazed the far side post and off the corner boards and all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. So LaPointe tripping at 10:24. Badgers were 2-for-4 on their power play last night, scoring on 7 shots on goal in 6 minutes and 45 seconds. They're up to 20% on the man advantage is Wisconsin. Here's Dexheimer. Right wing, it's Lucius. Back to Dexheimer straight away. Looking left wing, Cilia steps to the slot. Now here's Dexheimer. Back to Cilia. Open. Elects not to shoot. Now he does and missed the net.
Yeah, the only guy standing in front was Mantle.
Yep, here's Lucius now. Swings it right side. It's Dexheimer. Back to Lucius. Steps towards the ring. Looking. Pass back left side. And Cilia whips one wide. He's had 2 good looks so far. Cilia, 12 power play goals for Mankato last year. Oh, great save, Barczewski. Rebound, Bantle stone by the Michigan netminder. Oh, Cilia, they're trying to get him going. He's got 1 goal so far after potting 23 a year ago for the Mavericks. Here's DeSaint Fowl. Taps back Dexheimer. Cilia, slot, pass, handcuffed DeSaint Fowl, and cleared by Mark Estapa.
Well, 2-point blank shots, one by Cilia, one by Bantle. And I'll tell you what, as good as McClellan was last night, the Michigan goaltender was equal on those 2 shots.
Badgers 6 for their last 13 on the power play over a 4-game stretch. Here's Quinn Finley out to the point. It's Jugnov, left wing Tassie. Simon Tassie, big power play goal to tie it last night. Finley, low left, out to Jugnov at the point. Quickly to Whitelaw, right wing. Throws it to the corner, and Christian Fitzgerald. 20 seconds left on the man advantage. Jugnov, long range shot, leaning to his left on his knees. The goaltender Barczewski, he snags it with his glove and hangs on. Another offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers with 18 seconds left on their man advantage. No score here in the first.
I think the defenseman, number 77, Marshall Warrens from Michigan, has had verbal confrontations with every left winger that the Badgers have or anybody who's standing within 10 feet of the net. He and Tassie went at it last night. They're going back at it again tonight.
Face off to the right of Barczewski. It's Fitzgerald out there to take the draw. Tassie, Whitelaw, Jugnov, and Finley. Second power play unit for Mice Hastings squad. And Whitelaw sweeps it to the point, but mishandled there by Jugnov. He started moving without controlling the puck. Whitelaw darts past Nazer, gets across the line. Another penalty coming up on the Wolverines. Oh, Horbach went after the loose puck low left of the Michigan zone, and Nazer interfered with him, spun him around, hitting him low.
Yeah, I think he may have gotten a knee right up and inside between Horbach's legs, and that just...
kneeing on Nazer at 12:57.
Yep.
And so another Padger power play coming up, and Horbach appears to be all right.
Those are dangerous penalties. I mean, they really are dangerous checks. Knee on knee. The aggressor seems to have the best advantage on that. But it'll give the Badgers a power play. While we're on that subject, when we have a little time, we should talk about the neck guard thing as far as penalties are concerned and protective equipment.
Badgers, Cilia wins the draw. Dexheimer, left wing, Lucius. Thought about a one-timer, elected not to. Here's Dexheimer, right wing, Cilia now. They're changing places. Bantle low left, power move, tried to scoop it over. Bear Chesky made the stop, and then Wisconsin's D. St. Val scores. He chipped it over the Michigan netminder. 1-0 Wisconsin on D. St. Val's third power play goal of the year.
Well, there's only been one Badger hockey player in the last 10 years that can handle the puck like Bantle does down low. He catches it on his forehand, puts it between his feet, and turns around. And literally, you can either take a backhand lifter or try and shoot it on net. He does. He just takes a slap at it, goes off the goaltender, and comes out in the middle. There was a mass of humanity in front of the net. And we'll give the goal to Matty DeSaint-Fail with Bantle and Cilia with the assists.
13:08, the time of the power play goal. DeSaint-Fail, his fifth goal of the season. He hadn't scored in his last two games. He's now got 13 goals over the last 15 games dating back to last year. That includes five goals in that two-game playoff series loss at Michigan last March. First career hat trick against the Wolverines last season in that postseason matchup. Puck played towards the Wisconsin net. It ricochets off the end boards. McClellan out of position. McGroarty with another chance. May have shot it off the crossbar and ricocheted to the corner. McGroarty now low left. Down low he goes to TJ Hughes. Couldn't catch the pass. Michigan buzzing. Tried to pull even. Long range shot blocked by Lindmark. Taken by Hughes. Backhand pass to Duke. Broken up by Wisconsin's Lodge. Out to the point, Warren. Michigan's Truscott now. Down right wing. Duke tried to one time it. Didn't get any piece of it. It pops free, and Hughes now has it. Out high right, finds the stick of McGroarty. Tries to dart by Lodge, but Lodge slows him up, pins him against the end boards, and now Duke knocked to his knees, still maintains possession. Sweeps it around to Warren. Wisconsin's five skaters, dog tired right now. Long shift for Lindmark, Horbach, Dick, Kerr, and Lodge. Michigan able to change some players, but now here's Horbach with a steal. Up to center, Dick had it, tried to stick handle through traffic. Got enough of it to get to the Michigan zone, allowing the Badgers to get four fresh players out there. And then Dick got wiped out. He'll go for a change, and Michigan just iced the puck. Icing on the Wolverines, 5:34 to go here in the first. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead on Matthew DeSaint-Fail's power play goal at 13:08.
That last shift where... I'm not sure who the player was from Michigan. You get into a situation where he had a wide open net, but Dylan Duke was behind the net. He already had his hands in the air after the shot, thinking that it was going to go in the wide open net. Badgers came out of that unscathed, but the fact of the matter being is that they were starting to run around a little bit, and they were lucky to come out of there with their lives.
It's Gerald trying to win the draw. Tassie trying to dig it free. Finley in the fray as well. Michigan eventually comes out of there with it and skips it off the boards far side down through neutral ice, and Dexheimer pressured by Draper. Keenan Draper and his dad, the four-time Stanley Cup champion with the Detroit Red Wings, 17 of his 20 years in Wings uniform, now the director of amateur scouting and assistant general manager to Steve Yzerman. Here's Michigan's Estapa throws it in.
Couple household names.
Yeah, right? Here's Shifsky now, sweeps it out to the point, and Casey. Stutter step left, cut off by Finley, chopped at by Palatichuk over the head of Finley. He takes a shoulder from Shifsky, tried to get it deep into the Michigan zone, but taken by Tyler Duke up the middle to Nazer. Finds Shifsky across the line, immediately met by Brady Cleveland, who plants him with a pretty good check. Far side, it's Ernesy. Out to the point, long-range shot, skip free. McClellan moves to his right to kick it out. To the corner he goes. Nazer then had it, lost it, and then it's a pass from down low left, split the Michigan defenseman, and forces the Wolverines all the way back into their own zone. 4:20 to go here in the first. 1-0 Wisconsin. Whitelaw steal behind the net, looking. Thought about lifting it up and trying a lacrosse move. Instead, he's got it right wing. Tried to feed Bantle, goal line right, didn't connect. Kerr moved it along now. Mellenbacher, between the legs pass for the cutting Whitelaw, taken away by T.J. Hughes, who lobs it up through neutral ice, bounces between the legs of Lodge, bats it out to center, to the stick of Mellenbacher. Mellenbacher, nice pass. Here's Whitelaw, stick handling, tries to get a backhander off, then tried to tuck it between Barczewski's legs, didn't get a lot on it, and the Michigan goaltender makes the stop and covers for a draw.
Give some credit to the backside forward for Michigan. I think it was Pletsky. He was, okay, I can't go. You got into a situation where Wisconsin couldn't go to the middle and take the shot. They couldn't make the quick pass over to Bantle. So they kind of took Whitelaw's options away from him. It was a good play, but Whitelaw still, he's going to get a shot. I don't care if he's shooting from the parking lot. He's going to shoot anytime he gets the chance.
Badgers won the offensive zone faceoff. Dexheimer's shot from out high went off a stick and fluttered over the top of the cage. Boldenhauer pulls the puck free, takes a hit from Cilia, pass out to center, Hughes over skates. Wisconsin's De St. Foul picks it up, bumps it off the left wing for Cilia, give and go with De St. Foul.
Ooh.
Batted free off the defenseman. That's Luca Fantilli, I believe. And then Boldenhauer wipes out at center ice as he and Cilia battling for a loose puck. And then it's Boldenhauer from 100 feet, bounces it in towards the Badgers' cage, and McClellan on his knees just scooped it up and holds on for a faceoff with 3:20 left in the opening period. A 1-0 Wisconsin advantage. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Faceoff to McClellan's left. Stopped all 11 Michigan bids so far here tonight. Fitzgerald to take the draw against Brindley. And Christian did win the faceoff. Badgers clank it off the glass out to center. Tassi tied up by Warren. Puck comes free to Truscott. Long lead feed to Brindley. Defended immediately by Kerr. Kerr using his stick nicely. Jammed it free for a moment. McGroarty won it back, but then coughed it up to Palatichuk. Slides along the far corner wall, and here comes Kerr. Angles a pass off the near boards that Finley runs down. Finley trying to escape by Warren. Referee in the way. Finley had it popped off his stick, and now McGroarty's got it. Turns to his right, comes ahead, faked a pass. That gives Michigan numbers 4-on-2. Brindley trailing. Slot pass intended for Truscott. That's between his legs. Bad pass, Brindley. He had a chance to gain the zone deeper and maybe shoot the puck. He scored twice last night, but instead threw it behind the intended receiver, and now Wisconsin's got it. Here's Horbach, little sauce pass to Tyson Dick. Couldn't catch it cleanly. Here's Nazer now. Nazer across the line, backpedaling. Jugnov kept his position. Freed the puck for Horbach, who took a shoulder from Ernesty. Badgers have the biscuit. Here's Jugnov now, 2-on-2 with Lindmark, and his pass went off a stick and sailed into the crowd. Appears like everybody's all right with 2:17 to go in the first. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead over Michigan.
Well, with 2:17 left, I would say that scoring opportunities have been about equal. Breakdowns have been about equal.
Yep.
And this last 2:17, let's hope that Michigan goes on the negative side and makes a mistake.
Mellenbacher to take the faceoff against Destapa. Owen Mellenbacher, long left-handed freshman, 6'2", 198. He's got the salad to go with his long limbs. Mellenbacher wins the draw to the corner. Tried to flip a pass to the left side, and Whitelaw canceled out by Tyler Duke, but taken by Whitelaw now. And then he lost it in the slot. Bouncing around, one-handed out to center. LaPointe gives chase, but Jugnov stuck his nose in there, got underneath LaPointe and won it, but chipped the puck into the Michigan bench across the way, and that stops play. And a center ice faceoff to come under 2 minutes left here in the first.
Yeah, there's nobody going to make a mistake. They're trying not to make a mistake here in the last 2 minutes. So there's going to be a lot of chip it out of the zone. I don't think there'll be any breakneck passes or rink to end-to-end passes, whatever the case you would like to call those. But no, it's going to be a little tighter defensively here for the last 2 minutes for sure.
Cilia will face off against Marcus Stapa. Stapa, 6'2", 206-pound junior from St. Clair, Michigan. Cilia won the draw. Badgers dump it in. Lucius in on the forecheck. But Barczewski out of his net, rims it around out to the point, and a long-range shot by Dexheimer skipped in on the goaltender, who sticked it aside to the near wall. And now it's Warren for Michigan. From around behind his net, bounces the pass off the kick plate far side, misplayed by Michigan's Shifsky, and Wisconsin's got the puck again at center. Cilia, hard rim around to the left wing wall, and Lucius tried to send it back to the corner, but coughed it up to Warren, and then Warren gave it back to Lucius. And then Lucius punched it down deep, but Truscott goes to get it. 1:20 to go in the first. Puck rims around and all the way down on the Wisconsin zone. They'll call icing on Michigan. Faceoff down in the Wolverine zone. 1:15 left on the first period clock.
That would be a controversial icing if I was a coach of Michigan, because the Badger hockey defenseman was going for a change and the puck went right by him. All he had to do was stick a stick down. I don't think it should have been an icing, but they'll call it and we'll take it.
Fitzgerald to take the draw again. Finley in the slot. Finley after the puck, but Truscott swept it near side right to Tassi out to the point care. He waddles his way down the left wing wall to the goal line, trying to go short side and lifted it up off and over the goaltender. Badgers hold the zone, though. Fitzgerald out battles Truscott. Now tied up by Nazer. Puck pops free behind the net. Michigan picks it up, and they'll clank it out to center. Ernesty had it, lost it. He needs a change. Badgers retreat to their own zone. 49 seconds left in the first period. Palatichuk behind his net. Surveys his options and stands. Brindley, the first forward in on the forecheck. Long lead feed to Finley. Can he get behind the defenseman, Casey? Hard to do. He can really skate. But he finds Horbach, left wing. Horbach with it. Stick handling, looking, tried to shoot. Blocked by Dylan Duke. Taken by McGroarty. Angles a pass left side, Brindley. Hard to the net goes Duke. Brindley, left wing, slides back right wing. McGroarty can't catch the pass. Catches up to it. Casey now. His wrister from out by the blue line. In on goal, and McClellan able to scoop that up off of one bounce and hangs on. 12th save of the night for McClellan. 1-0 Badgers. 20 seconds left until the American Family Insurance first intermission report.
As promising as that long breakout pass to Finley appeared, a turnover at the blue line ended up almost costing the Badgers.
Face off to McClellan's left. He takes a peek at the clock. Badgers win the draw. And Lotch able to bank it off the glass and over the defenseman, Casey. It wobbles its way into the Michigan zone, so no icing. Now a turnover. Lucius has it, but the Badgers offside. Now they touch up. Cilia will dump it in. Into the corner it goes as Casey, 4 seconds left in the period. Lead feed up to center, intercepted by Cilia, and that will do it for the opening frame. Badgers scored the lone goal of the first period. Matthew D. St. Foul on a power play. 1-0 Wisconsin after one period of play. Visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Now at Menards, saving money in your next project with 11% off everything. Check out our huge selection of Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. They make a beautiful addition to any room while reducing energy costs year-round. Get the LED 52-inch Guilford indoor ceiling fan for $44.49 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Back at the Kohl Center, Brian and Ian here. After one period, Wisconsin leads Michigan 1-0. Matthew D. St. Foul, power play goal at 13:08, his fifth goal of the year. Carson Bantle and David Cilia with helpers. Badgers score on their only power play, or their second power play of the first period. Michigan went 0-for-1. Michigan 12 shots on goal. Kyle McClellan stopped them all. Wisconsin had 11 shots on Jake Barczewski, who's credited with 10 saves. Mike Hastings, Ian, talked about puck possession. They need to be better possessing the puck against Michigan tonight than they were last night. And so far, when you look at faceoffs, which can indicate puck possession, Wisconsin's won 16 of 24. David Cilia's won 6 of 7. Owen Lindmark, 5 of 7.
Oh, I thought he meant possessed. I thought he said they have to be possessed.
No.
Not puck possession.
No.
Excuse me. Must not have been listening too clearly that point
That's
in time.
Right. Yep.
No, but he's right. I mean, against a high flying team like this, who once you turn over the puck and lose possession of it, you know that they're going to be going 100 miles an hour down the ice and waking for that
breakaway pass or that breakout pass, or it's going to be 1-2-3 and they're out of the zone. So he's right. If you can control the puck in either both, especially in your defensive zone and in the offensive zone, it's going to be a big key to their success.
Badgers lead Michigan 1-0 after one. The AmFam First Intermission Report is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 32 tonight, under cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 53. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow night, 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Bananas are only 39 cents a pound at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Official scorer Pete Giacomini has changed the goal. It's now credited to Carson Bantle off his big body. Bantle gets the power play goal, his fourth of the season from D. St. Fallon, Cilia. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead here in the first intermission. We'll check the scoreboard here when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
One final from Big Ten Hockey. Michigan State rallied for a 6-4 win at Ohio State. Gavin O'Connell, game-tying goal. Tanner Kelly, the game winner with about 5 minutes left. O'Connell, 4 goals in the weekend sweep of the Buckeyes. Here the Badgers lead Michigan 1-0, and the second period's coming up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posick and Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Both teams back on the ice, getting set for period number two. Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead. Carson Bantle credited with a power play goal at 13:08 for Matthew DeSaint-Fowl and David Cilia. I'd be remiss if we didn't mention Vic Levine, a longtime friend of ours, fantastic high school hockey coach at Madison Memorial. Passed away a couple of weeks ago after a battle with esophageal cancer. He was 75 years old, and his wife Judy showed up here tonight and gave Me and Ian Huggs and Judy and Vic for 15 years worked the stats crew for Paul Capobianco in athletic communications, and good to see her here tonight. They had a moment of silence for Vic prior to the game here this evening.
Well, if there was anybody qualified to do stats, it was a man who had his master's in mathematics.
It would be Vic Levine.
We miss Vic for sure. Just a fantastic human being.
Not an evil bone in his body.
Not at all. Not at all. All right, Michigan will attack the goal to our left. That's where Kyle McClellan is in the kneeled position or bent over at his waist. So is the Michigan netminder, Jake Barczewski, to our right. Quinn Finley and McGroarty jousting a bit. And now the linesman drops the puck. Fitzgerald tumbles down. Puck is loose at the center circle, and Casey steps in and takes it. Off to McGroarty, pass to the slot for Brindley, just out of his reach. Otherwise, he would add a clean lane to the nets. Out to the slot, and McGroarty's long-range shot stopped by McClellan. He bobbled it a bit, but able to cover with his left-hand glove hand. And a face-off to come. Boy, McGroarty's had the best looks for Michigan here tonight. Hit the post in the first period on a wide-open shot low right. And another quality look in the low slot, this one from just above the circles, and that was a rocket.
He and Marshall Warrens have had more confrontations at the faceoff than anybody on Michigan. They must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff and come out of there. And Wisconsin's Lucius avoids a check, one hands the puck to center, and now steals a pass by Dylan Duke. A blind feed far side for Cilia, intercepted by Nazer, who had just come off the bench. Poke check by Lucius down to the Michigan zone, but the Wolverines go to get it. St. Foul now sticks his shoulder into Truscott and takes the puck below the goal line. Turns and whips it around behind the net. Out of the reach of Lucius with Warren on him. McGroarty far side, slowed by Cilia. And then it's hammered off the back of his stick and down to the Wisconsin zone. And the Wolverines will change. Minute gone by, second period. 1-0 Wisconsin. Carson Bantle, fourth goal of the year. It came on the power play in the first. Lucius deep in the offensive zone. Can't get position on Fantilli, who takes the puck away. Ernesty now, big fella, comes through the center ice area. Shifsky protects the puck to Luca Fantilli. Darts past Jugnoff, who reached. Fantilli low left, cut off by Cilia. Long shift for the Badgers centerman. Out to Ernesty, far side Holtz. Now to the slot, and Nazer shot right on. And McClellan on his knees stopped it, hit him in the chest, dropped to his lap, and he covers.
There's a philosophical difference between Michigan and Wisconsin. Michigan, instead of jamming everybody down in front of the net, notice that their third man is always high in the center. So when the winger or the defenseman goes down, he doesn't necessarily have to shoot it into traffic. There's going to be somebody out in the slot that's going to make that shot. Wisconsin's theory is with guys like Bantle, get them down in front of the net, let good things happen.
Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff again, go D to D and get out of their own zone. Bantle in on the forecheck. Fantilli able to take it away though. Good-looking skating Luca Fantilli, the sophomore from Nobleton, Ontario. Back-checking Lodge took the puck away. Sauced it ahead to Mellenbacher, slowed by the back-checking LaPointe. Puck slides near side. Kerr in the Michigan zone, whacked at it down to the corner. Mellenbach throwing his body around. Loose puck far side. Whitelaw lifted the stick of the defenseman and took it away. Tyson Dick now tries to protect, but Casey nudges him into the wall. And now here's Michigan. Play by Moldenauer off the far side boards. Can't get around Palatichuk. The Badgers go to get it. And Dexheimer, lead feed, missed on Dick. Found its way to Lindmark, and he'll dump it in. 2:15 into the second period. 1-0 Wisconsin after a 5-4 victory over Michigan last night. Badgers cough it up at the Michigan blue line. Here's Draper across the line. Offside called on the Wolverines. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, which reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Face off outside the Wisconsin zone. Lindmark to take the draw against Estapa. And the linesman, Jonathan Sadek, now faked as if he was going to drop the puck. Now he does, and Lindmark won the draw. Dexheimer to center. Horbach, did he touch it? Apparently so. We play on. Dick after it. One hands it behind the net. Lindmark tied up by Estapa. Goes down. Horbach there to pick up the loose change. Horvath protects with Truscott on him. Goes right, back left, back right, back left. Cross-checked into the belly by Truscott. Puck is loose. Dick after it, tied up by Estapa, who tries to swing it out. But Dexheimer kept it in and shot one low, and it skipped towards the goaltender who made the stop. And now Wisconsin's Dick just got leveled to the ice. Horvath got popped as well. Linesman in there to separate the combatants, but I believe we'll have some matching minors coming up, or no. Michigan's going to get a cross-checking penalty, and the Badgers will get their third successive power play. Truscott will get the gate at 2:47. Another Kunis power play for the Badgers.
Well, as the game wears on and frustration becomes a big part of it, there is a situation here where the Michigan defenseman and the backside forward are always have been in a position where they're laying the lumber to Badger forwards.
Truscott for cross-checking at 2:47. Silly out to take the draw to the left of the Michigan cage. D-State foul. Bantle, Dexheimer, and Lucius, the Badgers' five skaters. It'll be Estapa to take the faceoff against Cilia, who won it back to Dexheimer. Works his way blue line, left wing Lucius. Looking, redirected, front, and Barczewski able to stop it. And then Wisconsin's D-St. Foul just got crushed after the cover by the Michigan netminder.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Estapa seems to lay the lumber when he's out there.
He's a big lad at 6'2", 206, Mark Estapa. Boy, he really hammered D-St. Foul, who's shaking his right arm.
And it's after the fact. That's the part that bothers me the most.
Yep.
You're going to hit somebody clean, go for it. But if you're not, don't wait until after the whistle and expect to get away with it.
Yeah, but he did. And now Michigan wins the draw, and Warren will fling it all the way down. So Wisconsin again on the power play, 1-for-2 tonight and 3-for-6 already this weekend. Nice sauce pass ahead, right wing Cilia looking for a trailer. His pass to the slot and Bantle intercepted by Holtz, and he fires it off the glass far side to the stick of Brindley. 3-on-2 shorthanded for Michigan. Brindley walks across the line. They're onside. Sauce pass to the left wing and Estapa just behind him. And the Badgers now have numbers deep in their zone and will win the puck free with plenty of time left on their power play. 80 seconds. Early second period, 1-0 Wisconsin. Here's Cruz Lucius. Weaves his way into the offensive zone. Off to the right flank. Throws a lazy pass intended for Cilia or D-St. Foul, not sure whom. And Shifsky able to poke it out to center.
I don't think he knew who was giving it to. Just hoping that one of them was going to make up.
Now Lucius tried to split a pair of Wolverines and got stood up by Casey. Michigan's got it. Shifsky all by himself behind his own net. Skates up a little bit and he'll set it down. Second power play unit out for Mike Hastings' squad. Jugnauth will skate up with it, and he will drop it back to the trailing Fitzgerald. Right wing pass, Whitelaw across the line. Snaps off a pass cross ice to Tassie, left wing. Stops in the corner and looks. Whitelaw open the slot, can't get him the puck. Jugnauth now left point, right side Fitzgerald. In front of the net, Finley, backside Tassie, trying to get position. Fitzgerald low right, backside pass,
look
Whitelaw
out.
Off a skate. Look out, here comes Michigan. Potential shorthand chance. Here's Nazer, 2-on-1. He finds Draper trailing, back to Nazer, swings and misses. Looks like Jugnauth may have gotten a piece of that cross-ice pass. And then flung out to center, right to the stick of Seamus Casey of Michigan. He'll rag it a little bit as he comes across the line, then lost the puck to Fitzgerald. Changing Michigan. Badgers coming the other way. Fitzgerald gains the line and looks. Finds a man, Finley. His shot, that goes off something and out of play.
Something or somebody. I'm not sure who it went off, but only 2 seconds left in the power play. The Badgers will enjoy a faceoff in the offensive zone, so that grants them another 2 or 3 seconds on it, but yeah, you leave Jugnauth all by himself back there, and it's basically a 3-on-1 or an abbreviated 3-on-2. Badgers were lucky to survive that shorthanded opportunity.
Truscott ready to get out of the box, but the Badgers win the faceoff. Horvath, far side, Lodge takes it low left, puts it in front, redirected by Lindmark wide. Truscott out of the box. Wisconsin now 1-for-3 on the man advantage tonight. 1-0 Badgers, 15 minutes left here in period number 2. Lindmark overskates at center. Lodge has it back to Lindmark. Locate the puck. Brindley now knocked down with a high hit by Lindmark. We play on. Tyson Dick able to find Horvath at center. Scoots his way into the attacking zone. Slowed by Tyler Duke. Horvath to the corner. Stops. Gets knocked down. Loose puck picked up by Lindmark. Takes it left wing. Owen Lindmark turns and throws one on net. And gloved by Barczewski. And he hangs on for a faceoff. 1-0 Wisconsin, 14:37 to go here in period number two. Wisconsin hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com.
I think I need a man cave built.
Do you?
Yeah, that would be good.
Clearybuilding.com.
So me
Check
and the, myself and the dog can go in the backyard and disappear.
Off the draw, the Badgers put it on goal again. Barcheski stopped it and tried to cover it. Got kicked out from underneath his mitt. He's talking to the linesman like, why wasn't the whistle or a penalty called there? But nothing was. He'll drop it again to the rights of the Michigan netminder.
Pretty quick whistle.
Yep. Mellenbacher against T.J. Hughes, who's been quiet here tonight. Bouncing puck far side. Whitelaw reaches for it, pops free, and Ernesty's got it. Big right-hander backpedaling on him is Dexheimer. Ernesty will sweep it back behind the net. The point gives chase. Crushed to the ice by Carson Bantle.